And we have some breaking news up from the university. Hello, Chris.
Hi. Should I just jump in?
Yeah, maybe you can introduce yourself first off, and then just fill us in on what's going on up there.
Yeah, well, I'm an organizer with the resistance to the LRDP at UCSC, and we're protesting the expansion of Upper Campus, and there was a tree sit put up in the place of the biomedical sciences facility that's proposed, which is the first part of the LRDP, and it's right on the main loop of UCSC on, I think it's McLaughlin Drive, I gotta get that name. And so right now, somebody's been arrested trying to put this tree sit up there. I'm standing across the street, I can see one platform. There's another platform in the tree. Both of those have people in them. And I'm seeing two buses pull up right now with students filing out. So a lot of people on campus are about to find out about this. And we need people to come up to this site today so that these people can get supplies. They're without food and water. One person is on a line in a tree. I can't see him to confirm that, but he is without even a platform. So that person's in a pretty precarious situation. We need to send a platform up to him and get these people supplies, and it's going to be an exciting day. So people should come up to campus today and you know, be part of this really heroic thing that these people are starting.
Can you explain the exact location of where the tree sit is, and in the process talk about the purpose of it?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll say the purpose first is to draw attention to the campus expansion plans, which were done with no input from the community or students. And so this is, you know, this is an action that these people have chosen to take. They're, as I said, they're in the trees as we speak. There have been police down below. And I think it's, you know, in a lot of ways, it's just physically, we're here, we're in this site, we're with these trees. You know, they're an inch from this tree that's holding their life up off the ground right now. And so this site is across the street from Baskin Engineering. It's on the south side of McLaughlin. It is next to the physical sciences building and next to the science library. For people who are less familiar with these buildings and landmarks, it's on the main loop, on the top part of the loop, and it'll be on the inside of the loop. So if you're coming up past the Bay Tree Bookstore, you go left at the top of the hill, and then as you're driving up the road, there's a parking lot on your left-hand side, and hopefully there will be a large gathering of people there as soon as possible so that we can get these people food and water and the support that they need. I'm hoping that that'll happen around 11 o'clock today. There's a rally scheduled, and I'm sure that people will want to, you know, come to these trees and support what these people are doing.
And how many trees, is part of the idea behind this to protect these trees from being cut building?
I'm sorry.
Can you talk about the stand of trees, what the acreage or the amount of trees we're talking about here?
Yeah, there's about 120 trees that are identified in the blueprints for the biomedical sciences facility, and I believe the university estimated that there would be about 50 of those that would be cut down completely. The other ones, of course, would also be impacted by the presence of a building and impact on the soil. And these trees are they're redwoods. They are in groves with a parking lot underneath them. And the biomedical sciences facility would also have an animal testing facility in the basement, as well as hazardous storage of material, radioactive material even, being stored nearby. And so there's these things are going to be replacing what is actually animal habitat. These trees have, in this tree community right in the parking lot, there's been an endangered bat that potentially nests in the trees here, you know, it's I see these trees every day. Birds fly through here, so this, you know, these trees definitely are you know, have a right to be here and are planning on being cut by the plan.
And this plan, this long-range development plan, and this biomedical facility, this new biomedical sciences research facility, is only one part of a much larger development plan, right?
That's right. The long-range development plan is scheduled to be done by 2020, and it involves doing over 120 acres of upper campus, and would, you know, vastly change the ecosystem and forest there. So that being said, this building is a very emblematic and important part of the LRDP. Lots of funding and grant money is coming into UCSC for biomedical sciences, So
that's part of the whole point of this, what's happening up there today. Maybe you can
reiterate
really quick just kind of what is currently happening and then what is planned and what you want from folks that are listening.
Okay.
If they're concerned.
I'll just finish that last point. I blinked, but this building is a major part of the LRDP and is the first building of the LRDP, and that's why it's a site of opposition right now. And we want people to come to this space to be part of this action of, you know, trying to take this debate to a real level where people's voices on campus are actually heard and being given a chance to consider, you know, being listened to. These people this morning, as of about 4:30, there was one person arrested, and we really have no idea why. Apparently nobody was told for what reason this person was being put in a police car and taken away. There are two platforms in two different trees, each with people on them, and a third person on a line in a tree without a platform. All these people need food and water sent up to them, and the person obviously needs to get out of a harness and into a safe place as soon as possible. And so I'm encouraging everyone who lives in Santa Cruz and, you know, is impacted by all the changes that are happening to our community and our lives, you know, the destruction of our planet, these universities, the way that they're producing, you know, mass destruction, engineering nuclear weapons, and, you know, just codifying life in general, need to be shaken up. And this is an opportunity for people to take a definitive stand and, you know, where this town is going and the direction of this development that's really trying to turn Santa Cruz into an extension of the Silicon Valley.
And there's also a rally planned as well.
There's a rally planned at 11 at the Baytree Bookstore, and hopefully we'll have a mass mobilization from there to the sciences site. So anyone who can get to campus, if you come up, it'll be easy to find the rally. And again, I hope to see people up here. It'll be really exciting if we can get a lot of people here and support these people and get the streets going. So.
Well, thanks for calling in and letting us know what's going on. And,
yeah, why don't we call again maybe later in the day if
sure.
There's more development.
Absolutely. Please do. Please keep us updated. If somebody's in here, we'll put you on and get the news out.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Again, that was Chris, an organizer with the Long Range Development Plan Resistance, calling in from UCSC to let us know that there was a tree sit. There is a tree sit that started early this morning. One person was arrested. There is someone up there who's hanging in a harness, does not have a platform, and the others who do have platforms, all of them don't have food and water at this point. So, as you heard, Chris was asking that folks head up there. It's across from the Baskin Engineering Building, and it's in the site where the new biomedical sciences facility they're planning to build will be placed if it's built. And as he said, there's about, I think he said, an acre and a half of trees that are under threat of being cut down or impacted in some way. So, and then there's also a rally later on this morning at 11 a.m. at the Baytree Plaza at UCSC, followed by a lively march around noon. If you want to check out more info, you can go to lrdpresistance.org. That's lrdpresistance.org. We'll be keeping you updated throughout the day.